Good Wednesday morning from Marion, Kentucky. This week's program is brought to you by Ellington Detailing and Deer Creek Baptist Church. And before we get going with the news this morning, let's go ahead and hear from Deer Creek Baptist Church.
Step out of your car and into the streets of Bethlehem on four nights this month, December 14th through 17th at Deer Creek Baptist Church. You will be amazed by the authenticity that comes to life in the city of Bethlehem at the time of Jesus' birth, including live animals and merchants selling their wares on the streets of the tiny Bethlehem city. Admission is free. The production is open from 6 to 8 p.m. December 14th through 17th at Deer Creek Baptist Church on Kentucky 297.
In addition to what they do at Deer Creek Baptist Church with their nativity scene, we have so much going on in this community at the holiday season. Wonderful events to go and share time with your family. And one of those, of course, is the Living Christmas Tree. And as we have done for the last few days, we're going to introduce you to some of the folks who are taking part in that program at Foes Hall, which begins. The first program will be on Saturday night.
My name is Stephanie Cramp. I'm in the adult choir because this is a tradition I remember doing as a child, and I'm excited that they're bringing it back, and I hope everyone in the community comes and supports it.
Hi, I'm Steve Kreider, and I'm in the adult choir. We're putting on the Living Christmas Tree this year. I've been in it several years. We've had a little hiatus and not had it, but I was in it back in the 80s when Bill Chase actually started it, and every time that we had it after that, I was in it. Now that I've gotten older, when I was in it before, I was a tenor. Now I'm a bass. So I guess I just got a little, I grew up. But anyway, it's a lot of fun, and it's just a really nice thing for the community.
Now, in addition to the Living Christmas Tree, we have parades going on in Marion and all around the region, actually, and you can get a schedule of those in your newspaper. Be on the front page of the Crittenden Press this week. All the Christmas activities where you can see Santa, where you can run into the Grinch, and all sorts of fun holiday activities right here within driving distance. In local news, Siemens employee Alicia York graduated from the West Kentucky Educational Cooperative with a GED recently. In this week's newspaper, you can read about York and other community partners recognized by adult education. And some really tragic news this holiday season. A Hopkinsville woman and a Paducah man died in a four-vehicle accident on I-24 at there at the Catawba exit 40. It was Monday night just after dark. Eastbound traffic was backed up down there for several hours following the crash, which involved three passenger vehicles and a tractor trailer. Tara Rex, 52, and James Simmons, 42, were ejected from the Honda Passport driven by Tiffany Anderson, 44, of Hopkinsville, which was traveling westbound. Anderson's vehicle sideswiped a tractor trailer and then veered across the median into traffic where it crashed into two vehicles. There were a couple of other individuals in those vehicles who were transported to area hospitals with very serious injuries. Now, if you're traveling on Interstate 69 today, you want to be aware there will be some lane restrictions up around Slaughter's as some work is done along the roadside to trim some trees, and you could see some delays. And if these interstates are not hazardous enough, a Texas man accused of firing shots from a handgun into a vehicle on I-24 that was driven by a Marion woman back in August of 2023 will be on trial tomorrow over in Lyon County, charged with felony wanton endangerment. We have been following this case from the beginning in the Crittenden Press, and we will be over at the trial in Lyon County on Thursday to bring you complete coverage. Some things you'll need to know about the parade here in Marion on Saturday night. There will be no parking along Main Street from Depot Street up to the red light, the only red light now in town. So you can't park on either side of the street during the parade. They're actually going to shut that off around 3 o'clock. Cutter Singleton will be the master of ceremony, and the judges and Cutter will be up on Fraser Law Office's balcony. It's a new place now because we don't have the gazebo any longer. So the parade features will be stopping right there and doing their performances facing the Fraser Law Office. Shanna West will be the Grand Marshal of the parade, and there will be judges selecting top entries in various categories. Tomorrow will be the last day of leaf collection in the city of Marion. Work will be done in the southeast quadrant of the city, and then on Friday they'll go back around and try to clean up some places they may have missed, but this will be the last week of leaf collection. And as a reminder, community Christmas donations deadline is this week. You have to get them in by the end of this week at Farmers Bank or Marion Baptist Church. If you're wanting more information about any of these news stories, check out this week's Crittenden Press. We'll have a whole lot more detail than what you're getting here on the show this morning. We only have a certain amount of time here. One of the things I always want to bring to your attention is our Throwback Thursday feature that we have in the Crittenden Press. And looking back on December 9th of 1999, the Crittenden County High School speech team placed fifth in a Hopkinsville Invitational. Participants were Dusty Witherspoon, Jackie Cook, Mari Sisto, Martin Schiller, and Susan Tyree. Find out how they did in this week's Crittenden Press. Can't find that perfect gift for a special someone? See Rommel Ellington and give them a clean car this Christmas with a gift certificate for a complete car detailing from Ellington Detailing. Drop by and see Rommel to grab a gift certificate for anyone on your Christmas list. And I'm going to tell you, those guys down there do an impeccable job of detailing a vehicle. It comes out of there, like my dad would say, spick and span. So give Rommel a shout. Get you a gift certificate. Makes a great stocking stuffer. We can't thank these folks enough, like Rommel Ellington and Deer Creek Baptist Church, that support this program. Help us bring you some news, little tidbits, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know, support these folks. Get a gift certificate. Go down and enjoy the nativity scene. Just great things going on in this community. Now in local obituaries, Judy Marie McKinney, 81, of Marion, died Saturday, November 2nd at her home. Spencer Lavelle Cozart, 62, of Paducah, died Monday, November 18th at Owensboro Health Regional Hospital. Pettus Rowland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Amanda Rose Easley Dublin, 64, of West Paducah, with Marion ties, died Thursday, November 28th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Some sports events you want to get on your schedule. The Lady Rockets will be down at Marshall County at the Hoop Fest tonight, 6:30 p.m. for a big matchup against one of the best teams out of the 4th region. That's Todd County Central. Be a huge matchup down in a very prestigious tournament. Also, I want to tell you about Friday's basketball doubleheader, boy and girl doubleheader out here at Rocket Arena, has been changed because Union County is going to the state football championship over the weekend. Now, we're supposed to play Union County in basketball Friday night, but what they've done is moved that until Thursday night. So tomorrow night, that doubleheader will be out here at Rocket Arena. Girls play first at 6 p.m. and the boys will follow. Now, the girls basketball team won its opener on Monday over at Caldwell County, 66-41. Center Briston Rushing scored 19 points. That's a career high for her. And Morgan Stewart was close to a career high with 12. In boys' action, Crittenden County had a rough first outing against Webster County, had a little trouble scoring, lost 72-18. Cameron Belcher led the scoring for the Rockets with 8. And for our outdoor enthusiasts, you want to get ready for this weekend's beginning of the turkey shotgun season, the wild turkey fall shotgun season, December 7th through 13th. Also want to remind you to pick up a Crittenden Press today. It will be on sale just afternoon. Lots of local news in that as we try to update you on what's going on out that big housing complex going up on Mimikin Road. And then we take a look at some of the rising costs. Inflation is incredible and it's affecting the local jail just at a time when lower inmate counts are starting to be seen as well. Get all your local news in the Crittenden Press. This has been Chris Evans reporting.